From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a British landmark was ravaged by fire earlier this morning.
But first to Lebanon, where the army is shelling a Palestinian refugee camp in the seaside town of Tripoli. It's the worst violence in the country since the end of the civil war in 1990, some 17 years ago. Militants inside the camp have returned fire with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. Joining us now for more on the fighting is Rami Khoury. He's editor-at-large of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper. And what does it look like right now there in Lebanon? What's going on?
Well, there's terrible things happening in the north in the camp. The army is shelling these small groups of radical militant Islamic groups, and they're fighting back ferociously. And there's thousands and thousands of civilian Palestinians in the camps who are probably caught in the middle of this.
So do we have any casualty numbers?
Well, there was about 35, 40 people killed yesterday, army and militants and some civilians. And today there was probably another 10 or 15 people killed so far, with dozens injured. They're not able to get all of the bodies or the injured people out of the camp, so we don't have clear figures yet on the actual number of casualties.
Now, I understand this was sparked by an investigation into possible bank robbery suspects, but it's obviously gotten much larger than that. How come?
Well, this is not a surprise. I mean, this is a problem that was brewing for months and months, and we've had reports since last year that these small groups of radical militants have been infiltrating some of the camps and setting up shop, and a few of them have even organized small cells outside the camps in Tripoli. We're told that's one of the apartments that the army raided. So this is not completely a surprise, but the difficult thing about it is it doesn't really fall into a very clear black and white conflict. I mean, these are not really Palestinian groups. They're an offshoot of a Palestinian rebel group. They're really a group that should be categorized as part of the growing numbers of small groups that have sprung up, motivated by and sometimes operationally linked to the Qaeda-type terror groups all over the world. And they use the camps in some cases because the Lebanese army is not in the camp, so they can set up their own operations. Most of the Palestinians in Lebanon, the vast majority of them, are against these groups. They don't like them. They don't see them as fighting for the Palestinian cause. But really the problem is that you have the convergence of three different conflicts here at once. There's a traditional conflict between Lebanese army and Palestinian groups that goes back decades. There's a second conflict more recently between Syria and Syrian-supported groups against Lebanon. And then there's a third conflict now, which is this global war on terror and the al-Qaeda group. So all three of those have really converged in this process.
Well, could this destabilize Sinhora's government? I mean, he was already in trouble with Hezbollah uprising, so could this further destabilize the Lebanese government?
Well, it could in theory, but it could also work the other way, because one of the things that might be happening is you might get the Lebanese government, the Hezbollah-led opposition, the Palestinian mainstream groups all working together, because this is a common enemy. These groups, these Qaeda-type terrorist groups, are targeting all of these guys, Hezbollah, the opposition, the government, the mainstream Palestinians, the foreigners. So it could, in a strange way, bring them together to work against this common foe. And this group is just one of several. There's a couple other little groups like this that we've heard about all over the country. There's not a lot that's known about them because they're very small, they're very shadowy, they stay to themselves, and they don't go out and do press conferences on CNN or NPR. So these are radical, hardcore militants, terrorists, who are extremely well-armed and trained and are willing to use their guns and fight to the finish. Their backs are against the wall. They have nowhere to go, and they will fight to the death, and they will try to create chaos as they do that.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.